we notice that there are increasingly more and more women who are entering into service. And when they get out, they're going to be looking to the VA to provide their health care. And so we want to make sure that the VA health facilities have the appropriate gender-specific service to meet the needs of our women veterans when they return home.
The U.S. military recently lifted a ban on women in combat roles. How will this decision, do you think, affect health care for women's veterans?
It will require the VA to be able to provide they'll have to be able to provide the services needed to meet the increasing number of veterans being discharged from military service, particularly if they're going into combat, PTSD, military sexual trauma, all of those key health issues that face women when they're in service will have to be addressed when they return home.
Representatives from the Legion's System Worth Saving Task Force are expected to attend the town hall meeting. Can you talk about their role in today's military health care system and what they'll be doing in Tuscaloosa?
Well, our System Worth Saving Task Force will be visiting the various executive leadership team and key staff at the medical center, where we'll be asking them specific questions related to the level of care and services they provide to women veterans. Also, we'll take what we learn from our town hall meetings and we'll follow up with those individuals in regard to whatever we learn and share that information with the executive leadership. And the purpose, let me also mention, the purpose of this is not an adversarial type meeting, but it's to aid the VA in getting the resources they need, because we can speak on their behalf to members of Congress and so forth to advocate additional resources and benefits to provide for veterans.
What are usually the criticism that people have for the VA medical health care system and how they think it should be improved?
Access has been an issue. Mental health services is another issue. And while veterans are pleased with the overall quality of care that VA provides, there are concerns with the wait time veterans have to wait to obtain appointments. Also, the scheduling problems when they call into the medical center to schedule appointments.
Where else will you be taking this conversation?
Upcoming, we have a couple of more site visits, Coatesville, Pennsylvania. This week, we're out in Salem, West Virginia. We also have a team in Las Vegas at the medical center there. And so as we wrap up our site visits, we will meet and to go over all of the site visits locations to prepare our annual report for submission to Congress.